Welcome to Grails, a podcast by Alton Insights. My name is John Tunger, and on this episode, we are talking about what assets are hitting the fractional marketplaces in the week ahead. We have some very fun assets that we're talking about today. Harry Potter, an extremely rare coin, and some trading and auction news as well. Let's get started. All right, for our first asset, and this is an important one because originally it was slated to go live on Tuesday, but then this morning they announced that it's actually going to go live today. That is Monday morning at the time of this recording. So if you're listening to this right now, you can actually head over to Otis and it's probably gone live. We have a first edition, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone by J.K. Rowling, IPOing on Otis with a market cap of $115,800. And you love to see it. I've been thinking that these rare first edition books have been undervalued recently, but they've really been breaking auction records in the past year. And no book really better encapsulates this uptick than Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Before Harry Potter became the best-selling series of novels with over 500 million copies sold, 500 first edition copies were humbly printed in 1997. Out of the original 500, 300 were sent to libraries and schools, while 200 stocked the shelves of bookstores. This particular example was held at Blackwell's Bookstore in the United Kingdom. The first 500 prints carry a unique air that makes authenticating them easier. Well, let's just say that all were printed with philosopher spelled incorrectly. Yeah, imagine being that editor. This misspelling was on the back cover, and the books were missing the second O. Heritage Auctions just sold one of the 500 this month for $471,000. And as a reminder, this market cap is $115,800 for the book on Otis. Well, a comparable example that we can look at, the book at Heritage carried an incredible and possibly unmatched condition with almost no damage to its binding and sharp cover corners. Sotheby's also sold one of the first edition examples this month, and the price settled at $125,000, an impressive result for a copy that looked to be slightly in worse condition than the one on Otis. Up next on Rally, we have a Justinian II series coin from 695 AD. This is the first depiction of Christ on a coin, and it's IPOing with a market cap of $18,000. The first fractional coin IPOs this week on Rally, and it's one of the most sought-after examples in the space. This coin was produced sometime between 692 to 695 AD and comes from Constantinople, the ancient capital of the Roman and Byzantine Empire. This coin's existence was only made possible after ruling from a religious council in Constantinople allowed Christ to be depicted in human form starting in 692 AD. The coin Rally will be offering has been graded by NGC and earned a mint state designation in addition to a 4 out of 5 for its strike and a 5 out of 5 for its surface. Today, Byzantine coins are still excavated throughout the Eastern Mediterranean and have displayed increased appreciation over the last few years as the investor class continues to shift towards historic artifacts and collectibles. There have been 5 sales of similar coins this year alone, with prices ranging between $10,000 to $19,000. Once again, the market cap for this coin on Rally is $18,000. Up next, Otis is scheduled to IPO 2 video games that will be making their fractional debut. The first is a WADA 9.8 graded copy of 1994 NBA Jam. This Sega Genesis game was one of the first NBA licensed games created and will be offered at a $32,800 market cap. And the first Minecraft game will also be offered as Otis will IPO a 2021 Xbox version for $27,800. The offering is from the first production run and carries a WADA 9.8 grade. In trading news for this week, collectibles first, Cristiano Ronaldo IPO will open for trading this week at a $255,000 market cap. The card is a 2014 Panini Prism World Cup Signatures 1 out of 1 that is graded a BGS 9. There are 2 other offerings scheduled to begin trading on collectible. The 1966 Topps Mickey Mantle basket will open on December 20th at a $43,000 price tag. That's today. While the 2019 Game Worn Giannis sneakers begin trading on 12/21 for a $25,000 market cap. Rally paused trading due to a platform maintenance on Friday, but is expected to reopen its secondary market this week. Last week, CryptoPunk number 9670 traded for the first time and gained 380% in 4 days, the best single week performance for any asset on Rally since they opened trading. In auction news, it was a busy auction weekend as Golden, Heritage, and PWCC all closed events. There are 25 lots that struck six-figure hammer prices at PWCC, with the 2018 National Treasures Aluka RPA out of 99 selling for $780,000. The biggest result from the event, while Golden sold a PSA 10 Fleer Rookie Jordan for $310,000, Alton will complete a full review of all of these results this week in Auction Action. You can stay tuned there. And as you're taking a look at all of these assets and managing your portfolio, once again, Alton Insights provides a variety of tools to help our community become more intelligent investors. You can head on over to altoninsights.com and track your performance with our new portfolio management platform, plus find investment opportunities using our asset table or explore returns by marketplace or asset class in our market map. We also have our Discord community of investors, and we discuss IPOs, secondary market activity, auction results, and much, much more. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.